Well, we say stocks are pushing higher. That's certainly true. We're 4 points under 16,000 on the Dow right now, so up and away here. Let's check and see what's going on with Mike Willman, president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston, a returning guest on the Noon Business Hour. Mike, is this all because of what Janet Yellen had to say today to Congress?
Yeah, that's certainly the big news today. I mean, we had obviously a rocky start to 2014 with the stock market pulling back, but really we've clawed back most of our losses for the year and having obviously a very good day-to-day with the Dow up 1.2% and, you know, 4 days of positive returns. So, yeah, Yellen had her first testimony to Congress. She told lawmakers that she expects a great deal of continuity in their policies of the central bank. I think the markets like several things that she said. I think first she stressed that the Fed would watch the economy carefully and be very flexible with cuts to the monthly bond purchases. She stressed that there was no preset course to that. And I think second, Yellen did not seem happy at all with the pace of the recovery in the job market. She stressed that hitting 6.5% unemployment rate would not automatically trigger a rise in interest rates as laid out by the Fed before. So I think these comments are leading investors to believe that the Fed will not raise rates anytime soon, and then and that they'll continue to focus on policies that spur economic growth.
So what the market's heard is Janet Yellen has your back.
Definitely. I think they like what she's saying for sure.
Well, looking at you were talking about the unemployment rate, and the part of the problem, I think, Mike, is that a lot of the jobs that are being created are low-paying jobs. It's not necessarily, and part of that is technical training and all of that. That plays into it too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the Fed's watching all that very carefully, and, you know, there's also still a lot of people that, you know, don't get counted. They've been looking for a while, and they just give up, and they're not counted in the numbers, and I think, you know, the Fed knows that too.
You know, we've recovered a lot of what the market lost in the last week or two. We're almost back where we started the year before the year turned over. What do you see, and what do you recommend to your clients? Where should they be putting their money right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, this might be a tough one for some people to swallow, and there certainly is a lot of volatility in these markets, but emerging market stocks look really, really cheap right now. I mean, they had a decent-sized drop last year, and they're down another 6% this year, but those have also recovered a little bit. But you have China and other major emerging market economies that have started to slow down. You've had some political, budget, and currency issues in some countries. So a lot of people are asking why bother with that. But, you know, I'll point out that emerging market economies are expected to grow 2 to 3 times faster than developed economies. You have plenty of young workers there to support retirees. Most of those countries don't have costly welfare systems that are difficult to reform, you know, like a lot of European countries. And despite a recent increase in borrowing there, those countries carry very low levels of government debt. Despite increases in borrowing, the ratio of government debt to GDP in Brazil is only 65%. In India, it's only 68%. And if you're looking at China and in Indonesia, the figure is only 23%. The debt to GDP ratio in the U.S. is over 100%. And I think, finally, emerging markets have a lot of people. You know, China, India, Indonesia, Brazil are some of the largest countries in the world, and they account for, you know, together roughly half of the global population. So, you know, there's a long way to go in these countries in terms of growth, and it could be a rocky path, but that's where we're looking right now.
All right. Well, those stocks you mentioned, they're cheap, and they're cheap for a reason. It would require an appetite for risk to move in there for investors who don't feel that level of risk, who've watched the Dow Industrials go down 300 points and now up 200 points today. What do you suggest is something a little more safe?
You know, we certainly have bond allocations in all portfolios. Even some of our aggressive portfolios still have some bond allocations. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking for something safer, you want to do short to intermediate term bonds, you know, so you're not going to get hit too hard with interest rate increases. You know, if you want a little bit of more risk in a bond portfolio, then we'll do, you know, some allocations to high yield bonds, maybe some international emerging market bonds.
I was going to say government bonds or municipal bonds or what?
You know, a mix. We have government bonds, you know, are not going to make a ton of money right now. I mean, they're obviously safe, but we're more a mix of corporates and municipal bonds.
One other thing, does it depend on your age as to where you choose between buying individual stocks and putting your money in funds and stock funds?
I mean, I would never recommend an individual investor to spend a lot of time, you know, picking individual stocks. It's rough to do. It's difficult. I think the best things for individuals to do, you know, that don't have any investment advice they're getting is just to buy a mutual fund or an ETF and get broad exposure to markets.
Mike, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. Mike Willman is president of Blue Sky Investment Partners in Evanston.